Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning as we do every Sunday morning from Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dials, and 88.1 in Lee, Massachusetts.
WSBR.
WSBR. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. How is everything, and how is everybody out there?
Well, I hope everyone's enjoying the Sunday weather.
God, I'm telling you.
It did rain a little yesterday, but it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Man.
It was nasty. The last couple of weeks, during the week, it was nice. And then all of a sudden on the weekend, we get a deluge of rain. It was crazy.
So hopefully the good weather will continue.
Yeah.
It will have fewer days. We do need the rain, though. We can't deny it. Otherwise, we would have to mow our lawns. So there you are. So I have music for you from The Frames this morning. Also from Bannis Misfortune, Bernard Butler, Battlefield Band, and Paul Brady. How about you, Farm?
I'm going to start, well, at some point, some Lankum, some Porrick Stevens, and some of the Narrowbacks. If we have time, I'll dig something out of the bag for something else.
Very good. We're starting off this show, number 318, with The Frames in the song This Boat Together.
Have a friend, and you give her half your life. I don't think you can blow the whole thing down. And I could say it is my place to speak of you so openly. Together, babe, and we'll talk about the weather in a while. Those days when coats could catch your tears from your eyes left me with a hunger, left you cold as glass. Is it any wonder when we
welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland, and after that, somewhat long set, Farmer.
Yes, it was a good one, though. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
What you just heard was from Jesse Buckley and Bernard Butler. The name of their group is For All the Days That Break Our Hearts. It's a long name for a group, but nonetheless, the name of the tune is We Haven't Spoken About the Weather, and they're from Dublin. And before that, you heard from a Connecticut band called Banish Misfortune with their two reels, actually. Marie Dahl, which means the reel played by the blind Marie, and Rolling in the High Grass, which is a tune from O'Carolan. And first up in today's show, we heard from The Frames from their album Fitzcarraldo, which provided some of the soundtrack for the movie of the same name. And the name of that tune was This Boat Together. They're very popular in their time.
I'm sure they were. Actually, they sounded pretty good. It's a good song to start the show with, actually.
It is. And you got something lined up for us. A long one for us.
Yes, a real long one. It's Lancum.
Lancum.
Yep.
Sharp is the wind, cold is the rain, harsh is the livelong day upon the wide open plain. Boy, don't white and bloody fury. she goes. With cold undone whiskey, she soon is run down. They come from all over.
jumping down the street. I lose everything I had, but I would not lose a beat. Oh yeah, oh no. Had a lot of rubber, been around the street. Bring you up for glory, drop you in the feet. Oh yeah, oh no. Oh what a world. Oh what a world we live in. But it's the one.
That was Paul Brady. I'm sure you all recognized his voice. Oh, What a World is the name of the song from his album, The World is What You Make. Excuse me. The World is What You Make It. Name of the tune from his album, Songbook. The Paul Brady Songbook, actually. And before that, you heard from the Battlefield Band from their album, Anthem for the Common Man. And the name of the song, 4 Minute Warning.
Oh.
Remember what that was about?
Mm. I don't know.
And what'd you have for us, Farmer?
Let me see. I played Hunting the Wren, which was a Langham song that came off the Live Long Day, excuse me. And that was a long song.
It was a long song. But we enjoyed every second.
That's the shortest one on the record. So
that doesn't surprise me. So today in Irish history, let me get myself organized here. You want a number four from her?
Yeah.
Yeah. On May 31st, 1941, during the war, the Luftwaffe dropped 4 bombs on Dublin, killing 28 people, injuring 90, and destroying 300 homes. This was not the first time that the Irish state had been hit by German bombs during the course of the war. 3 women had died in a daylight attack on the village of Campile in County Wexford in August of 1940, and 3 women were killed in Carlow in January 1941. The bombing of the North Strand, however, did by far the most damage. Several German aircraft had been spotted off the coast of Dublin, encircled the city, apparently lost. At 12:30 a.m., anti-aircraft guns opened fire but failed to hit any of their targets. At 1:30 a.m., the first 3 bombs fell in Ballybough, Summerhill, and in Phoenix Park, doing some damage to Ars Erechtheryn, the residence of the President of Ireland, Douglas Hyde, though no one was killed. The 4th claimed the lives of 28 people in the North Strand. The following day, the Irish Times reported, quote, "People trapped in the debris crying for assistance, little children shouting for their mothers, and mothers who did not know the fate of their families. On the footpaths, people in their nightclothes, covered in blood, lay moaning, and stretchers with the injured or dead passed to and fro from the scene of destruction." The German minister to Ireland, Edward Hempel, said, quote, "My very first immediate reaction was one of suspicion. I wondered if the bombing had been done by the British to upset Irish neutrality and to get Ireland into the war." The Germans eventually admitted responsibility and paid the Irish government £327,000 in compensation. In 1999, a German living in Canada claimed to have been one of the pilots that night and said their intended target was Belfast, but they ended up lost in Dublin by mistake. Oh. These kinds of things didn't happen.
In war.
So that was today in Irish history. That was interesting. Of course, Ireland notoriously was neutral during the war and caused much chagrin among Irish Americans. And I probably said this before, too. When at the end of the war, when Hitler was killed or committed suicide, Dave Allaire was the only man who offered the condolences of the Irish government to the German embassy. Just to show you how stubborn he was. But anyway, what have you got lined up for us, Farmer?
I have the Narrowbacks.
Number 4.
Yep.
Come all ye young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. Is fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes a part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I just turned 16. My home is in Monaghan, the place I was weaned. To blame. So now I am part of the patriot game. This Ireland of ours has to long been a free. 6 counties lie under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood. Train and made me a part of the patriot game. They told me how Connolly was shot in a chair. His wounds from the fight and all bloody and bare. His fine body twisted, all battered and lame. The soon may
made me part of the Patriot game. Makes us all part of the Patriot game.
One day while out very early, for to view the fir valleys in spring, and 'twas down by the banks of a river, I heard a fair maid she did sing. I stood there in silent amazement, for to gaze on that creature so fair. She seemed to be brighter than Venus, a maid with a bonny brown hair. Her skin was as pale as the lily, her cheeks like the red rose in June, and her eyes they did sparkle like diamonds, and her breath in did bear a perfume, and a dress of a bright shine and velvet was the dress this fair maiden did wear, and gems of bright gold and bright silver was entwined in her bonny brown hair. For a long time we courted together, till she named the bright wind in day. One day whilst conversing together, very kindly to me she did say, saying, I have another more kinder, my lands and my fortunes to share. So farewell to you now and forever, send a maid with a bonny brown hair. As I went down by yon harbour, I spied a ship from the proud land of Spain. They were singing and dancing with pleasure, but I had a heart full of pain. And as the ship sailed down the river, I spied my old sweetheart so fair, quite content in the arms of another, the maid with a bonny brown hair.
I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
From the Boys of the Loch, their album The West of Ireland, The Maid with the Bonny Brown Hair. And we also heard from the Tannehill Weavers, from Green Linnet's 25th anniversary album, with Gray Bob's Set, whoever Gray Bob was. And what did you play for us, Farmer?
I started that set off with the Narrowbacks, and it was the Patriot game. And they came off their album After Hours EP.
Theme song from the movie, I assume.
I would assume so. But that I didn't realize that that's an old song.
Yes.
The Patriot.
Yeah.
I didn't believe Clancy sing it?
Tom Clancy?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or one of the Clancys, anyway.
Yeah, one of them, anyway.
So I want to congratulate yet again a very successful, I want to congratulate the Breffy School of Irish Dance for their very successful concert last week. I did mention it last Sunday as well. It was at Nickus's.
Yep.
And they had a lovely buffet following the performance, but it was a good hour and a half of great Irish dancing, great musicianship on the part of the Gaelica band as well. So congratulations to Jen Darby and her school for a great year, and hopefully there'll be many more. And some of them are in Ireland even as we speak.
Yeah.
Competing in, God, Tallaght, suburb of Dublin, by the sign of the burning car, in the international competition, and I hope they do very well. So we're going to start off, Farmer, with...
We're going to start off with Park Stevens.
Get the horses. Get the horses. Chain the harness to the traces, cause we'll all go on to the Galway races. The hay is up, tough as dry, and the steady weather promised in the evening sky. Cause we're going to the Galway races, and we'll all go on to the Galway races. And the boys are back across the pond, with the money in the stories from over beyond. Get the white shirts and the new blue suits, and we stop at the shop for the hobnail boots. Cause we're going to the Galway races, and we'll all go on to the Galway races. There'll be tricksters, trucksters, hucksters, hoes, and pickpockets, you better watch what yours. Your uncle the police, he's a horsey man, he might tip us the wink of any inside plan. Cause we're going to the Galway races, so we'll all go into the Galway races. Miss the start of the Galway plate, up and over the hill, a bally bullet. Suddenly we're in the thick of it. Lace cards, cards are shell and lace cards, cards are shell and lace cards, cards are shell and lace cards. There's Peggy's leg, and we'll have a lock of it. Apples, orange, sweets and chocolate. Find the lady in the click of the loom, spin the wheel in the cock-a-hoop. And our time the horses go tumbling past. There's one at the foot, there's another one last. There's merchants and strangers, you can imagine. The binoculars and the cardboard band. Just a little,
young and in my prime, and could wander wild and free, there was always a longing in my mind to follow the call of the sea. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Green Ore, and I'll think of you both day and night, until I return once more, until I return once more. On all of the stormy seven seas I have sailed before the mast, and on every voyage I ever made I swore it would my last. But I'll sing farewell to Carlingford, and farewell to Green Ore. I'll think of you both day and night until I return once more, until I return once more. And I had a girl called Mary Doyle, and she lived in Reno, and the foremost thought that was in her mind was to keep me safe on shore. So I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Reno, and I'll think of you both day and night until I return once more, until I return once more. Now the landsman's life is all his own. He can go or he can stay, but when the sea gets in your blood, when she calls, you must obey. And I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Reno, and I'll think of you both day and night until I return once more, until I return once more.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTVR 89.7 FM.
And everybody have a good week. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week. Be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.